You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. To say that Idaho's housing market has been on fire is a bit of an understatement. However, could changes actually be in sight? Is the housing market slowing down or maybe just taking a moment to breathe a little bit? Don Day, founder of BoiseDev.com, has been following the housing market trend for years now. He reports on it regularly. He is joining us live today to talk more, along with Sally Krutzig. She covers growth and development for the Idaho Statesman. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Don, let's set the scene a little bit, because the Idaho housing market has had booms and busts in the past. In your reporting and the research that you've done, what do you think makes this most recent boom different?
I think anytime we have a change in the trend that isn't the usual, just up, 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 it makes you take notice. And in Ada County, we saw a relatively flat level in the price, the median price of a home from May to June. It went up just a tiny bit, like 0.3%. What's interesting, though, is in Canyon County, the prices went up really at the same rate. Now, here's the thing that's really important that you have to set the scene on. We don't know what's going on. We can talk to experts. Mm-hmm. We can talk to individual real estate agents. We can talk to the real estate folks, and they will have maybe a view. But we don't really know. And 1 month's worth of data is really hard to get a fix on. And in fact, we have this chart on our story at Boise Dev that charts it back to January. And you can see the blue line for Ada County going up and the red line for Canyon County going up and the national line going up. Every once in a while, you'll get this 1 month wobble. What's interesting, though, is you can look at some of the underlying data in Ada County and you can see that there might be change afoot. There's a little bit more inventory. Homes are still selling very quickly, but we don't know how that's going to trend into the rest of the summer. I had a real estate agent reach out and say, oh, well, we always see kind of this thing from May to June. I was like, okay, I wonder if that's true. And I went and looked at historical data from the Boise Regional Realtors, and it's actually not true. We don't often see a dip in the numbers from May to June. It almost always goes up. So this isn't something that we can just write off to seasonality, but we're going to know more in a few months. This is one of those things where it's really easy to go, oh, okay, we're at the top, or it's peaking, or it's flattening. We just don't know yet.
And Sally, you recently wrote an article, and you did speak with some realtors, and one of them mentioned interest rates. But really, I mean, how much could that potentially have an impact?
It is hard to say. As Don was saying, we need to watch over the next few months to find out what is going to happen. But I have heard from some individual realtors that just in the last couple of weeks, they've seen inflation rates go up a little bit, interest rates go up a little bit. They're still pretty historically low, but some buyers may see that and say, hey, I'm going to wait till next month and see what happens with interest rates then.
You know what I find interesting about that is just looking at interest rates right now, as of yesterday, for a 30-year fixed mortgage, it's about 2.8%. And Don, I mean, as Sally mentioned, that's still historically low. I mean, it's still crazy that it's that.
Gemma, I bought my first home in 2008 here in the Boise Valley, and my interest rate was 6.6%. And I know, like, you know, you talk to people who bought a home a long time before, and my dad's like, yeah, you guys are crazy. My first home was like 28%.
Exactly.
And even when you look at some of the trends, the Freddie Mac has a great chart of mortgage rates. Interest rates for a 30-year fixed have gone down each of the last 3 weeks. We're well off of the high in April. And that you mentioned 2.8%. The folks over at Freddie Mac say we're at 2.9%, so same neighborhood. We're lower than we were a year ago. And so interest rates could be part of it. But as we kind of find, as we cover this each month, and as people like Sally and I crank out these stories every single month, there's so many factors at play. One of the things, Gemma, you and I talked about on Friday, kind of off the record or off after we did Idaho Matters, was you know, we've seen this really big influx of people who are living in coastal cities moving to Boise over the past year. And there's lots of factors for that. That's been going on here for decades, honestly. But over the last year, we saw a lot of people who saw increased flexibility in their employment, right? So if you work at, let's just say, Facebook, and Facebook's like, well, you don't need to be in the office anymore, work wherever you want, people started to move around and it increased that mobility. Well, now we're so deep into the pandemic, we've seen a lot of those policies be in place for months on end. So maybe are we seeing a little bit of tapering in that activity? I think that's possible. That could be a factor. I think the easy way to say it is, if you were going to move out of California, wouldn't you have done it by now? I mean, the restrictions are easing there. It's going to get a little bit better. So maybe some of that's at play too. And it's really important to note that Canyon County went up at the same rate. So when we can say there's a wobble at Ada County, Canyon County hasn't abated.
And I really found that to be interesting, Dawn, because that normally it seems that Ada County is the one that continues to trend up, and we see Canyon County kind of following behind Ada County.
Yeah, and it's just fascinating. I mean, I think it's also really important to look at the national trend, and we've started to put the national trend line. Prices are moving up nationally at not quite the same clip, but a similar clip. And so I think, as we've talked about on Idaho Matters before, it's really easy to be like, the sky is falling, it's so bad here. But it's important to note that the entire country is seeing some of these pressures on median prices moving things up.
And Sally, I'm curious. I mean, I know now that you cover growth and development for the Idaho Statesman, but previously, you know, you were in another part of Idaho reporting. And, you know, what was the feel there about the housing market? I mean, is it different here? Does it feel like more of a boom than in other parts of the state?
It has been so interesting coming here, where I think a lot of Boise residents think, or Ada County residents think, oh, this is just happening to us. But like Don was saying, this is a national thing, especially all over Idaho, when we're the fastest growing state in the country. Eastern Idaho, where I was reporting from Idaho Falls, was absolutely seeing the same thing. And it's harder in these more rural areas because they don't have, you know, in Idaho Falls, there weren't very many apartment buildings. And so you have people who, they can't find apartments either. They can't find homes. For some people, it's a lot of people are moving back in with their parents because they can't find anything. And construction is happening like it is here, but we didn't have those buildings, that housing structures already in place. So there is just kind of a different sort of housing crisis happening in more rural parts like Eastern Idaho.
Mm-hmm. And Dawn, you mentioned, I mean, this is a wobble, but we're talking 1 month. And yes, you looked back at the data. Historically, we don't see that May to June. And in your recent reporting, I mean, you did put even how many homes were on the market, I believe, at the end of June in both Ada and Canyon counties. There's still not a lot of inventory on the market. I mean, it's about a half a month's worth, correct?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's so hard with the inventory levels because the way they count it is they look at the number of active listings that are up on the last day of the month. So that's kind of tricky, right? So it doesn't give you a full scope, especially because homes are closing in 10 days on average, meaning they won't actually ever even be in that barometer. But there were in just Ada County, there were 729 homes available on the last day of June. That compares with 570 in May, but it's still lower than the end of June 2020 when it was 977. So we're still under a year ago. We're up a little bit from May. And where it goes, I think it's going to continue to be that sort of waiting game. I'll say anecdotally, and I know we're trying to mix hard data with some of the anecdotes here. I'm noticing a lot more listings for sale in my area. I'm starting to see a lot more open houses, which is an indication that houses aren't quite so easy to sell. The agents and the owners feel like they need to do an open house to get some foot traffic through. Whereas open houses were not happening for a while. It'd be a few, but not a lot because houses were selling so quickly. And so, you know, it's going to be a ride here for the next few months. And maybe we'll be having this conversation in a month and it's like, oh, well, everything ticked back up and that anomaly was just it. But it is interesting to look at some of the anecdotal factors.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with a realtor in about the last 8 weeks or so. What she said, what I thought was interesting, was if you think of the housing market as a latte, now go bear with me on this. She said, you know, the housing market is that good, strong cup of coffee, right? Like, we've got a strong base. She was like, what's happening is we're in that foam, and the foam will disappear at some point. So you'll still have that really good base of coffee. So basically, we're never going to probably see housing prices just plummet. I mean, unless we have another, you know, recession. But that foam may be wearing off. And so I'm just curious with this little wobble to see if that's potentially what's happening.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's certainly possible. That home I said I bought in 2008, as soon as I bought it, the market went down. And so I lived through that deflation in values. And, you know, that's really scary. And it's scary for a whole different set of reasons than it is now. The best I think we can hope for is maybe some leveling off or a return to prices going up at a little bit lower rate. Do I think that we're going to see homes in Boise that are for sale in Ada County that are for sale for less than $400,000 as a median very soon? I don't. And I could be wrong, but you know, it's, I think it's hard for a lot of people. It's a lot hard for a lot of people who are first time home buyers. And frankly, if you look at the median price of a home in Ada County, it was at $400,000 just last August. We're not talking a long time ago. So from August of 2020 to now, we've seen an increase of $125,000 for that median home value, which is a ton. And it's going to be a big time of change. I think we're feeling it. And you're right. Is there going to be some big decline? I don't see it, but maybe I'll be wrong.
And I mean, and Sally, it's fair to note as well, and you wrote about this in your recent article, is the median home price in Canyon County is now above the $400,000 level.
That's right. In Canyon, we are also seeing a lot of growth. You know, it used to be kind of considered a less expensive area, and it certainly is, but, you know, $400,000 is still a lot more than Canyon County was, you know, a year or two ago. It's not quite as affordable anymore.
And Don, before we wrap up, you know, once again, the Treasure Valley made national headlines. Harry Smith with the Today Show had a story that aired, I believe, Wednesday on the Today Show nationally about the Treasure Valley's housing market. You know, when I saw that story, first off, I thought it was more balanced than we've seen other stories. But secondly, I was like, Oh, man, now more people are going to move here again.
Yeah. And, you know, it's even funny. There's this, it was about a 6.5 minute segment on the third hour of the Today Show, which in TV is a long time.
It's a long time.
And it was. It did have some good context at it and talked about some of the issues here that weren't just like, hey, it's amazing, move here. But there was a quote from the person they talked to that goes, we have a friend of ours who said, welcome to Boise. Don't tell anyone else. And it's like, the secret's out. And Harry Smith goes, sorry about that, with them laughing. And so I think there was at least some self-awareness that, you know, a 6 minute spot on the third hour of the Today Show is going to reach a couple million people. And, you know, maybe a few of those go, wow, that looks like a good place to move here. And people who are here now are nervous about that. And, you know, I can't say that I blame them. Obviously, you can't stop people from moving here, but that this rapid influx in population has definitely created new challenges.
But I do think, Don, you know, there was someone who posted something on, I believe it was your Boise Dev's Facebook when you talked about this, and you know that I think sometimes people who have been here for a while, for a long time, or natives, look at all of the negative impacts of growth and of people moving here. And yet this poster, I think, was very eloquent in the sense of like, but let's try to look at the value and the benefit, and one being things like medical care.
Gosh, and you know, I wish I could quickly get to that post, and I'm trying to find what the person said. But they essentially said, yeah, you know what? I wish I could get across town quicker. Yeah, the property tax situation is really tough, but I have an aging parent, and they are getting better care here than they would have otherwise. And I thought, you know, that's interesting. We don't see a lot of nuance online these days, and this person had some nuance to that, and that it's not just medical care. There are other benefits to growth. Not to say that there aren't a lot of problems with it too, but it really is up to us all to try and figure out how to make this better, make it a better place, and make it the place that we all loved.
Mm-hmm. I thank both of you for coming on and talking about this. I think, Dawn, as you noted in your reporting, and Sally, you as well, it's 1 month, and we just kind of have to now sit and have a waiting game for the next few months to see what this really means. But appreciate both of your input on this and all of the work that you do. We've talked with Dawn Day with BoiseDev.com and Sally Krutzig with the Idaho Statesman about a little wobble in the housing market. More Idaho Matters next.